So what's going on, ladies and gents? Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good time. We are. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Nick.
And
we already messed up. That was fast.
Yeah!
Did you introduce me?
I was,
okay,
but...
Let's do that.
Fuck it.
Nope, we're already both deep. We don't do redos on this show.
Sounds good to me.
And this is Steve, ladies and gentlemen, joining us. And that is it. We only have three people. Steve is at his brother's wedding. Luke is at Firefly. So Lord knows next weekend we're going to have some stories. Hopefully some stories. Maybe he won't be able to tell some of those. Who knows?
A bit comatose.
Exactly. So we couldn't actually find a fourth person on late notice, but fortunately we did manage to get Steve. And then there's Marcus and I, just the, you know, uncool kids that have nothing better to do than, like, hey, let's get together and record a podcast.
Fuck out of here. This is cool as shit. Who does this shit? We do this shit!
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're essentially in a sauna. We could just get the sweat.
All the time. Let it fucking ruminate. Man stench. Man stench au de toi.
So, guys, let's start out how we normally do. How was everyone's last Saturday? And then we'll go into how everyone's last night was.
Fuck, last... I don't even remember what the hell I did last Saturday. Did we go out last Saturday?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember what I did last Saturday.
We all got abducted by aliens.
And our memories were obviously erased. All exactly. Right,
so this is set up to be like Independence Day Part 3.
2 isn't even out yet.
About to say.
So it's set up. I have no fucking idea.
I don't think
so.
I think it looks good, actually.
I would have watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what I did last Saturday. She come over to Alex, like, "Alex, what I do?"
Oh, last Saturday. Oh, we already talked about it, but Steve and I.
Oh, that's right, because we did
record
on
Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, we went to the hookah bar and went to BMAX and went to the Brickyard.
That's right.
There's a hookah bar in York?
There is.
Eastern Boulevard.
Really?
Uh huh.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but
I will. Have to go there for sure.
It's actually not bad. It's not bad at all.
Except don't get the bubble gum.
Oh my god. Oh dear lord. So Lizzie and I split a hookah, and we got non-tobacco strawberry, and ours was fucking delicious. And Steve was like, "I'm gonna try bubble gum," and he's all excited, and it tasted like flavored road tar. It was fucking awful. It was so bad. And I mean, on top of that, my sinuses were fucking with me, and I'm just like, take a hit. Die! Just instantly, like, I'm coughing and wheezing, and he's just like, it's not good, is it? I'm just like, no, it's not.
No, not at all.
But yeah.
Not at all. Okay, so then, how was everyone's last night? How'd Friday roll for people?
For me, I went out to BMAX with, Gio.
That's right, I hit you up to see what you were doing.
Yeah, man, you should've came, it was fun. All we really did was just hang out and play beer pong. It was me, Gio, Napong, and Garrett. And then it was funny because, like, I think it was Garrett. He's like, "Yo, the bartender is so cute, blah, blah, blah." And I'm just like, "Oh, Morgan?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know her. And then there's this other girl that, we were doing the wobble. And this girl, Noelle, sees me, and she's just like, "Oh my god, it's you!" Like, she's one of those where just, like, overly enthusiastic. I'm just like, "Hey, it's Noelle." And then I'm sitting there, and I kind of see this one girl. I'm like, "Did I know her from something?" Like, oh, whatever. And she looked at this girl I went to high school with. And then later in the night, she literally, like, walks over and is just like, "Are you Marcus?" And I'm like...
You're like, "Well, yes,
yeah,
I am.
I am."
Should I know you for some reason? Is there a night I'm forgetting about?
Oh, God, no. Nope.
Is this from Cinco de Mayo last year?
Fuck you. You're a dick. I actually have not had one of those, like, I wake up somewhere and I don't remember.
Don't remember that. Thank God, me neither, so. Like, knock on wood, exactly.
Have not had one of those.
They're not entertaining. They're entertaining for everyone else.
Exactly. Well, it's like we said, based with all comedy, man's inhumanity towards man.
Yeah, yeah, but then I ended up, like, chit-chatting with her, and I don't know, it was kind of funny, because they're all just like, "Yeah, look at you, you got bitties everywhere," and I'm like, I don't know.
You should have just owned it, but, like, that's right, I'm a ladies' man. Yo, you ever hear my podcast, Trophy Husbands?
Oh, that was like when we were at the hookah bar and
name's not sarcastic or anything.
I actually have trophies and it just says husband on it. I bought them myself.
But it still counts.
Still counts. Definitely counts. I could be the winner of whatever I want if I have enough money. Bowling champ. Boom.
Don't even have to have that much money. It's like maybe 40, 30 bucks for like even like a cheaper one.
1987 Olympic wrestling preliminary champ. Boom. Got that.
World weightlifting champ.
But I got two of those back to back. Thank you. I had coupons. But we went to the hookah bar and I ran into my one of my old classmates, Christy, and Dante's just sitting there like hitting a hookah and he's just like, guaranteed, if I hear somebody scream Marcus's name, it's probably a hot trick. And I was just like, I'll take that.
I wish I could have gotten it in there that night, but like, Marcus!
It was pretty fun. We want to do it again, but like, because it was very last minute. But
yeah,
just do
yeah.
it more so organized. Maybe like next month.
I'd be down.
All right.
But so then my Friday night, Alex is down again, so we were chilling. Nothing too terribly exciting. Really, we ended up at Murph's actually. We met up with Libby and Amanda over there, and. What?
He's over here making obscene gestures.
God, he's replacing Luke way too well. And in the middle of one of my goddamn stories, as usual.
Yeah. Although Luke just randomly sprinkles them out. You'll just be like, so, let me tell you about the great things the Pope told me. And Luke is just like, he's like making blowjob motions and shit. Just like, really, Luke?
It's
really
awful. But, yeah, we ended up over there, and we're just chilling, drinking, and whatnot. Dante joined in, and then, like, Stegman was there, and then Steve actually came by, because I had hit him up earlier in the night around, like, I don't know, 8 or 8:30, just like, hey, what are you doing? Never heard back from him, and then he called me.
Oh, did I call you?
He did call me.
I didn't just show up?
No, it wasn't that magical. It wasn't that magical. No, he called me and was just like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, no, I'm just chilling at Murph's.
Yeah,
and he's
so
like, I'll be there in 20.
When I'm remembering it was that magical. I just totally forgot.
This explains so much for the life of Steve. Like, he doesn't have the actual recounting.
It wasn't that magical. It's just everywhere Steve drives, he has a Disney soundtrack. But he replaces himself in the lyrics. Like, he'll be riding around and he's like, oh man, I gotta go get cheese for this recipe I'm making. No, he's, I can show you a Steve. Oxford, pressed denim and Chelsea's. Aviators on with a Yingling in his hand.
A brand new one!
Still Steve.
This is Steve's mentality.
A silver watch on his left wrist. Just gonna drink a beer, not give a shit. A whole new Steve for you.
Oh man.
Oh god. I've been willing to do it. I need to go back through all the old episodes
you say,
and grab all the singing pieces. That one just hit the highlight reel right there.
The Trophy Osmond's the musical.
Exactly. That'll go on the YouTube. I say it's either you or me that always end up being the singing one.
I thought of an idea for a musical, and we should do it.
Oh God.
All right. So let's say it's somebody that lives across town, and like. There's somebody they really like, and they've been pining after them, and they're trying, and just things. It's not like they don't like each other. Things just haven't worked out.
I think we already have this. It's called Romeo and Juliet.
No. But it's like, all right, so this one isn't going to be, like, depressing. Nobody's fucking, it's not like, oh, we're in love, so let's all die now. Like, that's dumb. Like, what kind of fucking story is that? You can't milk a sequel.
It's
20 years down the line out of that shit.
It's just experience.
They'll figure
play.
Out a way.
They will.
It was all a dream.
Romeo and Juliet, zombies! It's the new thing now, guys. Come on. Or Romeo comes back as a sparkling vampire. You know. Whatever.
Yeah. So it actually turns out one of the maidens had necromancer powers, so they just brought everybody back.
Exactly.
And there's gonna be a World of Warcraft Romeo and Juliet tie-in. So.
Oh wow, that sounds like a weird porn.
Rule 34. But yeah, they're trying to make it to
said booty call's house after the booty call's been initiated, but, like, it's one of those everything that goes wrong can. Like, flat tire, car dies, no money for the Uber. Like, trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B.
So basically, they just have an epic quest for trying to get across town.
Yeah, it's like a Harold and Kumar for Prunanner.
Yeah.
It's Harold and Kumar going across town.
It's another context for the phrase quest for booty, which was used by Ratchet and Clank first.
What?
Totally different booty. Like, they were fighting pirates and stealing treasure.
Well, that's disappointing.
I mean, again, rule 34.
Oh, yeah. The quest for the real booty, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I think I could play a good Clank.
Steve is Ratchet.
Full costume.
I mean, well, Clank is significantly shorter, so we could have Luke as Ratchet.
There we go.
Oh, man.
I've never played the games, but I know, like, then there's that big, like, buff dude in, like, the green
Captain
suit.
Quark.
Yeah.
Wait, what is his name?
Captain Quark.
Quark.
Q-U.
Okay.
Quark.
They said Quark, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Sounds kind of suspicious and suggestive.
If you have
weird way.
He's gonna cork you if you know what I mean.
The games are actually
they
really
have
fun.
Kind of an adult humor. Like it's very kiddish, but it's one of those ones where it's like again, I haven't played a whole lot of them, just bits and pieces, but it's one of the ones where it's just like it has that underlining, like, it's a kid joke, but then there's just that tiny bit underlying where any adult or more mature person playing can be like, huh, I see what you did.
Well, absolutely. It's a phenomenal series.
That's why I love going back and watching old 90s cartoons or something like that. I mean, if you look at...
Ren and Stimpy,
or if you look at, like, Rocko's Modern Life...
Oh, that is bad.
That one, it's not even subtle. It's just blatant.
But, see, Rocko's Modern Life came first, and then Cow and Chicken emulated, but Rocko's Modern Life was like, let's see how much we can sneak by the censors, while Cow and Chicken was just like, let's see how blatant we can get with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in Cow and Chicken, there was a team of, it was a women's softball team, and I believe their name were the Carpet Munchers.
Amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I do not remember that episode.
But yeah, dude, Cow and Chicken was so fucked up and weird. Like, even Rocko's Modern Life, there's certain things where it's
Rocko's
just like,
Modern Life, I remember there was, like, the one superhero that was, like, really, really big man or something like that.
With his nipples of the future!
With his nipples of the future! Exactly.
What does that mean?
Apparently, if you look
at
this guy's nipples...
His nipples, like, I remember, his nipples would, like, suction in your eyes and you could see the future!
Oh, jeez.
I mean, if you...
I don't think I want to see that. Stop making me imagine it.
We'll be posting a link to a video of it on the Twitter.
I'm pretty sure we've all had hookups like that, where you look into her nipples and see the future.
Awful. An awful future.
Depending on how good they are, you might want to be like, the future is, I hope to wake up to these. Or the future is...
Yeah, for like a whole nother 10 hours, and then after that.
After that.
Move along.
I sleep like a rock, so... Give me 11.
Insomnia sucks.
That's right, you can't. I just got the mental image of just like, Nick went with the lady friend, they're doing stuff, and she passes out, and Nick's just like, well, I guess I'll do my 100 squats now. He's like on the side of the bed. 1, 2. And then he gets to 100. Has a little bit more energy still. Ah, fuck. All right, nighttime push-ups. 1, 2.
That's how it always ends up happening. God, it sucks. But going back to it, those 90s cartoons are really bizarrely messed up. I mean, you remember, again, I go back to Rocko's Modern Life because that's probably the one I watch the most. Do you remember Ed Bighead, Mr. and Mrs. Bighead, like
yeah.
The toads and everything?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was specifically, but there was something, I remember, Mrs. Bighead, I think it was, calls into a phone line, and this was an episode where Rocko was going through all these terrible jobs, and I don't think it explicitly says sex phone line or whatever like that, but Rocko's just on it, and he's like reading from a script, and he's like, oh baby, Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, baby. That is how I like it.
Wow, okay.
Like, it just, like I said, Rocco's, it's, some of it's subtle, some of it is just, like, throw it in your face, like.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I don't want him saying that and then throwing it in his
face. See, the invention of modern technology has killed a prosperous industry, which was the phone sex companies. Like,
they're still around.
Are they really?
Stay up, watch television, wait late at night.
And oh, very true. It's like
the most ridiculous things. Oh, call. They never say sex ever. They always say
like
call
companion.
This person for comfort or companionship. And you
or
know,
call Miss Cleo.
Yeah, you know. Oh, Jesus. You know what the deal is going on there. They just want to make your monies.
Well, no shit. I'm just wondering, can we do that?
Trophy husband's
better,
gone.
Better idea? I think we should call Enzyte and talk to the rep that answers the phone and ask him how well it works. And, like, interview him about the product.
I'd be down.
That would be great. Like, we should make a separate podcast about that in and of itself. And what it should be is, you know how they always say, like, your call may be recorded for customer services, but like, your call is being recorded for our podcasting entertainment.
Prank the late night product.
Exactly. But Steve, just speaking of calling or communicating, what about that one time at Murph's when you were using phone for texting? What was that even? I don't remember.
That was, I had gone to the
bathroom. It was in the bathroom, yeah.
And on
flyer.
On the urinal, on the top of the urinal while I was pissing, there was a little business card. And I picked it up. It seemed innocuous outside of the ridiculous language that was on it.
Wasn't it something like my wife's glory hole or something like that?
It essentially says, glory hole, call this number. So, or text this number. So I ended up going, not through my regular phone number, obviously. I went through my Google Voice phone number and texted this, what turned out to be what I believe to be a man. And texted this number and he said, nothing outside of how many guys. And wanting to be legitimate and believable, I looked around the table and saw how many guys were sitting at the
you
table.
You kept it going for like a solid hour, like this back and forth.
Counted them up, and I think relayed the number somewhere around 7 or so. And he says, fantastic. And I said, well, I said, by the looks of your number, you're down in Towson or something. He said, no, we're in York. We're available right now. And I said, wow, okay. Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you. And then there was no conversation back and forth. And then he sent me a picture with like a marker scraped over this chick's face, and she's just like sitting with her legs open, lounge back, and totally nude. And that was super off-putting, but everybody laughed.
Oh, yes. Everyone was dying laughing. Everyone was, like, holding bated breath, like, did they say anything next? Because, like I said, it went on for, like, an hour, and we're just sitting there, like, did they say anything yet, Steve? Yep.
I had to let it die there, because it was getting too far.
It was getting a little creepy.
It was getting too far for me. I couldn't seal the deal with that one. No way. Let alone convince 6 other people to do it.
God, no!
I'm pretty sure you probably could have, not collectively us, but you could have wrangled 6 people at that bar.
That's probably true. Merv's drunken frat guys or something.
All you would have had to do would be like, yo, go up, buy a 12-pack, and just be like, you want some beer? And of course it would have been like, yeah, follow me.
He's the Pied Piper, except with beer.
Oh, jeez. I'm not sure how they were planning to keep it anonymous, though.
Yeah, that's kind of like the only thing I ever, like,
I mean, that shit
non-disclosure
like,
agreement.
Yeah,
you sign
like,
off.
You're not gonna wake up with kidneys.
So, in the last month, I went into the bathroom and there was another business card for the same thing.
Really?
Yes, on the urinal in the same place. I feel like the guy that runs this goes to the bar.
He must.
Which is
he knows the demographic. Cause think about it.
I guess.
He must be at least something of a regular, or at least has been in there often enough to have a feel for the people that are in there on a regular basis. Which is actually sounding really bad for us.
I wonder if Tina knows about that.
Yeah, right? which actually sounds really bad for us. We're like, oh, he knows the demographic, the normal people that show up. What are half of our stories about when we're talking? Like, oh, Matt Murphs.
Apparently, half of our stories are glory holes. This is...
We're making a book. It's a pop-up book. It's called Glory Stories.
A pop-up book that has interactive fluid.
And, it's going to come... It's buy one, get one free. It comes with stickers and a sticker book.
Scratch and sniff stickers? Are they scratch and sniff stickers?
No, Lickum and Stickum.
You'll get some. You'll get some.
Lickum and Stickum.
But, do you think we could pay somebody to just go through with it?
Yeah, we could.
I'm sure there'd be... Look, it's the prime people to target. Be like, hey, poor college students, you want something else for beer drinking or whatever?
Can we rig them with a GoPro so we see how weird shit gets?
Yeah.
I mean,
how much money are you willing to spend on this?
Steve's like, let's do this right now.
I mean, shit, we can all go to CSM Plasma and just get plasma taken. That's effort. That's like free money.
What? I'm just okay with not drinking for a weekend and putting down $100. That sounds fine to me.
Okay. We'll figure it out. I can't wait to write a paper on this. It'd be awesome. Could you imagine if we had like an entire slideshow and like a thesis statement and everything set up? Just for anybody who would listen, just go to like... We'll go somewhere and just set up shop in the middle of the downtown square.
Downtown.
With a glory hole downtown?
Glory hole downtown, but like all of our results. How people come down with like pamphlets and shit, be like, this will help you grow.
Oh god, one of like, those kind of like videos and everything. Okay, I know what you're saying.
Everybody, imagine a world where you can call a number for instant satisfaction.
Oh god!
I just want to give the entire intro. I want to just start really, really tame, and then out of nowhere, I just want to start like pump everybody up, and then have the Mortal Kombat theme song playing in the background, like as I'm screaming. Glory holes all over you!
Finish him.
Oh jeez.
Whole new meaning.
I think we're gonna have way too much fun with this.
It's worth exploring.
Look, it'll make great podcasting material.
If we don't get your fucking legal case.
Well, I have some lawyer friends. Maybe we can get some nice contracts and people sign that shit like no problem. You say $100 and we'll sign it.
Hey man, preemptive strike.
There we go. Got me smart about it.
If we're gonna get weird, we gotta be smart.
Get weird. Be smart.
Or maybe do it under an incorporated company, so when they sue the company, and the company goes bankrupt, and then we're totally fine.
There we go.
So, Cialis, you want to back a project or what?
Our non-sponsor sponsor.
We should make bumper stickers that say, be smart, get weird.
Be smart, get weird. Oh, God. I did want to bring up, though, One of the things we like to do on here sometimes, Steve, is we pull up some kind of interesting or weird articles. And okay. Marcus sent out a few, and normally they're news pieces. Sometimes we get some really bizarre ones. This one was just a news piece from on New Jersey. Deli meat spread spill onto New Jersey highway after a truck crash. And
sounds like some weird porn.
A truck.
What is it with you and weird pornos?
Oh, no idea.
Read that again. Read it again. Listen to what he says.
Deli meat. Bread spill onto New Jersey highway after
Part 7, sandwiches slap back.
If it was only like, deli meat spread spill onto New Jersey highway 69 after truck.
I mean, if somebody's going to say, call somebody easy, saying a busy New Jersey turnpike sounds like a good way to do it.
A busy New Jersey turnpike also sounds like a weird sexual term that I don't want to know. It's going to be like four girls, a goat, and then an astroglide. Like, yo, you want an easy New Jersey turnpike? They're offering, man. It's free tonight. Like,
four lanes, too.
Well, time to... Yeah.
can you shower dignity? Is that how you, do you put it in the dishwasher? How does this work?
I think you have to wring out dead to bodies to get dignity out of
all the skeletons need to. You left your skeleton. Whap! Let me just hang the skeleton up and...
You see, that's why we need Luke here. He can explain us about that. He can tell us all about how to reclaim that dignity.
I think he just buys in bulk.
He goes to Sam Club.
Yep. They see him. They're just like, buying more underwear and dignity. Don't judge my purchases. I just needed more underwear.
I thought I'd grab some dignity while I was here. I don't need it.
We're going to categorize this in our database and then send you flyers later.
Dignity, 2-for-1 special. Now at Costco.
Luke would go out and buy the entire place. Anyway,
back to the weird porn article.
Yes. A truck carrying deli meat collided with another truck carrying bread. So basically, it's like, hey, you have some meat, I have some bread. Let's make a sandwich.
All we needed was a fucking cheese truck. And we'd have been in the... That is a stoner's dream.
It really is. It really... Like, just stoners start flocking out to the highway. Like, just meat and bread.
Oh man, that sound is a little bit over the top, I think. Yeah, that one.
Causing a sandwich-like spill on the busy roadway. The trucks collided on Interstates 287 southbound lanes in Piscataway shortly before 6 a.m., causing backups that stretched for several exits. And now, if I could just show you, like, the clip, the picture that they have up here is pretty kind of funny. You just see meat and bread just kind of spread out all over the
fucking
highway.
Meat and bread confettied everywhere.
I like to spread my meat all over the street.
I see. So that's what that rubber suit in your closet is for.
And other things.
Don't want to know.
I do have to say this, though. This makes me laugh so much. Is that, like, a related article right below it. And I'm guessing just because of the term meat and meat. Is Meatloaf recovering well after collapse at concert?
What? When was that?
He collapsed. I want to say it was on Wednesday or Thursday night at a concert.
Shit! My tickets probably aren't any good now. Damn it.
I don't know. He's recovering well, so maybe you can still. Maybe you could still get to Meatloaf and find out.
I mean, I didn't actually want to go. Nobody wants to go. You just want to sell it.
But you want to know what it is that he won't do for love. Because he'll do anything for love, but he won't do that. He never says what that is. I've always wondered that.
Well, but what you have to do is you have to make a long list, an exhaustive list, and try one at a time. Until he's like, no,
I'm not doing that.
And then you find out what he won't do.
I'm guessing it's butt stuff. That's my money.
He's a bigger dude, so that would make sense.
I don't know, penile insertions is probably up there too.
Not own a fedora? Or not own a fedora, because you said he was a bigger dude. That kind of sucks that fedoras got killed by fucking... Anyway, continue.
What do you mean fedoras got killed?
But it's always just like, you could take one respectable person and then... If you slap them in a fedora, everyone's just like, your fucking room's probably covered in anime and Cheeto dust. Like, I have a nice one that just sits in my closet, because I'm just like, nope. As soon as I wear it, somebody's going to be like, burn him!
Just all own right, it. Just
there we go,
it.
Marcus. Let's do a fedora night.
I'm down.
Just own it.
I'm gonna. I wear hats all the time anyway. It's like my shtick.
Yeah, everyone likes to steal it.
I know. So girls just like, I have your hat now. I'm just like, I'm going to learn how to kick really high. I kid. I wouldn't kick anybody.
But
I didn't like. I would leg drop them.
Ooh. You want to talk to someone who can kick high. Alex.
Yes.
Which, by the way, folks, Alex is like my girlfriend, 5'1", 5'2". She can get up to the point where she can kick Luke in the face, who's about 6'5".
Yeah.
Like, she, not jumping, just can flex, get her leg up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy.
And scary.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Scary.
I mean, she's a black belt, so.
Yeah.
In what?
Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Don't mess with her. She kicks hard.
Not only that.
I'm not the one messing, you are.
Yeah. I was going to say, not only that, she has like that squirrely look in her eye, like.
I need those nuts.
Hashtag Nick Lynn. But no, she has that
I'm
look
gonna get
like.
I'm going to smack for this later on.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
No, it's going
to
be me.
She started listening to the podcast the other week.
Hey, man.
That's.
One more downloader.
Hey, at least she's not a sex bot or like trying to sell us shit we don't need.
That is true. That is true. Our following base, we do have a handful
sex
of sex
bots.
Yeah.
Awesome.
See? They're just like, we have one follower, but it's a sex bot. And I was like, keep it. Fucking keep it.
We're like, followers are followers. Don't matter.
So what do? They download it, and then they rehash it with their own innuendos stuffed inside?
I have no idea.
I think it's just like cams. They're just like, come watch my sexy cam video. I'm just like, nope, but I will take your follow, ma'am.
Let's collab.
We should tweet at one of them and be like, hey, I think there'd be a real good opportunity for us to collab here.
I'm going to be recording this warehouse in Detroit tomorrow. Do you want to collab?
Question, can I wear my Batman mask?
Of course.
Sweet.
As long as you bring that utility belt.
Oh my god.
That back condom.
Yep. I'm going to take that picture I showed you in my dresser with all the different boxes.
Oh yeah.
I'll just tape them together and that'll be my utility belt.
I'll post that picture on the Twitter later on, folks.
Oh, jeez.
We've spoken of it before, of Marcus's extensive condom collection.
How extensive?
Well, Marcus gets them for free.
Yeah. Like, it's kind
of
like...
Yeah, but how often? Just like one every day, or just walk into one of those clubs and that on the table and you just...
It's kind of just like whatever they get, they give to me, but there's been times where I've come home, and you know like the little three packs? It's been like 20 of those, or the fucking,
Is it 20 because you used the last one?
No, it's
oh,
just...
Oh, man.
No, dude, Marcus literally gets so many that sometimes we'll just be chilling, and he, like, goes into the Oprah of condoms. He's like, you get a condom! You get a condom! You get a condom!
No, it was just like, there was one day I came
You don't,
home.
Like, snake under the table and put it under everybody's chair first?
And then, that. And then... I'm out here fucking gambiting condoms. Pew, 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 pew!
The one time he was just walking...
Flush!
One time he's just walking around and he just like kind of leans over to me and I'm like, what are you doing? He just puts a condom in my pocket. Like, I didn't notice because I was talking to someone. And then I turn, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, man. No biggies on my watch. But no, there's like one day I came home and there was, you know the big 36 boxes? There was three of those fuckers. That's 108.
Oh, my God.
Market's getting laid a lot.
Yeah, we'll say that. take that to the Viking burial. Light it on fire and send it to sea. Just own it. I'm gonna do that.
I mean, that's what you gotta do. That's exactly what you gotta do.
While I wear my fedora.
Oh, man.
Same time. Everything's gone but the fedora. Socks, everything. Birthday suit plus fedora. 1970s heartthrob. Here I come.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That needs to happen. That needs to happen so you can come back and tell us all about it.
Hey, man. Trophy tries.
Trophy tries. There we go. All right, so Marcus sent me another interesting article. This one is from down in Houston, so go figure. But down in Houston, worker suffers heat exhaustion, injured in electronic sign. And now, this isn't just like, you know, little small McDonald's sign kind of thing. This is one of those huge, huge, like, widescreen, gigantic signs.
Yeah, the big ones.
Like, the size of a, bigger than, but, like, bigger than a billboard kind of style. Like, one of those kind of guys. Like, one of the big signs that you can actually climb into. And this guy in Houston apparently suffered heat stroke while being inside.
He got hotboxed to the nth degree. Yeah.
He did. Like, we are like, we're sweating in here. That guy literally got hotboxed.
He probably, could you imagine if he was a stoner and had some, like, hash oil
oh,
in his
man.
Pocket? And it accidentally, like, dropped and busted while he was in there, got stoned as fuck, and just passed out. That's what really happened. They just don't want us to know.
It says multiple fire department and emergency medical service crews worked together to rescue the worker. He was trapped in there of 50 feet above the ground as they were trying to get him out.
Oh my gosh.
But it doesn't say exactly how long he was trapped
in
there.
Why didn't they give him, like, maybe a walkie-talkie or a flare gun or something?
Flare gun from inside the sign.
Okay, yeah, that one might not work out so well.
Hey, man. I'm just thinking out loud here. Nobody else is giving fucking solutions.
Just let him die.
Wow!
All right,
I guarantee letting him die would have been cheaper than calling all those emergency vehicles.
Oh, absolutely.
Steve, we're not talking about expenses here. We're talking about a human life.
That sounds like an expense.
Steve, I can see Steve, like, be the manager of that company. Like, hey, man, you know Ted is, Ted's locked. He has a heat stroke, and he's, like, up there. And it's just like, okay. So are we going to save him? Hold on.
Somebody pull out the calculator here. No, Let's do some basic arithmetic.
I can see Steve, like, going over, and he's just like, so, what number was he? Oh, he's like 4058 in the system. All right, pull up his sales from last quarter. Let's see if we need this one.
Oh, Ted.
I won't deny that.
He was only our number 8 top seller. Anyone that is... 5 or below are keepers. Anyone after that, they're expendable. Ted, you know what? The best of luck to him. Just put it down that we fired him earlier this morning.
Yeah.
So he's no longer our responsibility.
I mean, if you can make... Here's a box of, cold Capri Suns and a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh,
so just try... It's like a carnival game. Just try and make it in the hole.
Toss the Capri Suns.
He's not gonna, like, fry completely. He'll just kind of melt a little bit and wither away.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, you're just saying that, though. Do you remember the Capri Sun commercials from the 90s where, like, they would drink
they
it and they turn it into, like, silver goop kind of thing?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was...
That's what that just made me think of, because it's like, no, when they drank the Capri Sun in the commercials, they'd be like, yeah, we're so cool, and then they just, like... hop onto, like, their skateboards. It'd be these, like, silver blobs on their skateboards, and they'd pop up.
It's gonna be disappointing when you try that.
And you're just not like, the silver surfer right after.
That's what I was thinking.
I was very disappointed the first time I had a Capri Sun. I was like, false advertisement.
Yep.
I was expecting to become the silver surfer.
Yeah.
It tastes like shit, I mean, honestly.
It really does.
Capri Sun? I love Capri Sun.
Oh, man, apple juice is so much better and cheaper and just better. Apple juice.
I can see Steve comparing things. Like, so what do you like this? Well, this is better and it has more. It's better and I like it more and it's just better.
He's kind of...
It's what counts. It's just better.
Like, Steve, how is it better? It just is.
It just is. Why do I need to explain myself to you?
You need a giant rubber stamper. It says, it's just better.
It's just better.
Seal of approval.
Steve Stein, it's just better.
Did you hear that apparently, I think it was over in one of the Disney parks, or somewhere down south, that an alligator ate a baby?
I did see that, like a 2-year-old or something like that.
Yeah, like, that's
not the
fucking
first time.
Well, obviously, this is the American version of the dingo ate the baby, but it's
what
still...
What is that?
It's the American version of
the dingo
ate my baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It was actually a real thing, and then it made it into a movie where somebody...
And then they were doing it on Seinfeld like crazy the one episode.
Somebody got their baby actually eaten by a dingo. Like
they chained it to a post, and then they waited long enough for a dingo to come? Or one came and snatched it?
I think one came and snatched it.
Okay,
like,
that's probably the
best. I was saying, why would you chain a child to a post?
You're fucking around in English class again? I got a note from your teacher. You're going on the chain. 45 minutes. And you know dingo season is, like, right now. And not only that, we're going to roll your ass and fucking meat tenderizer.
Oh, man.
Then you come out 45 minutes. Oh, no, the dingo ate my baby.
Should have been getting A's instead of fucking D's.
Getting the D.
As in death. Because he got eaten.
But, actually, there was that one where they talked about it, but then also a week or two ago, there was a, they found, like, this huge, huge alligator. Something like from snout to tail, I think it's like 12 or 15 feet long. And they found basically like half of a full-grown man in its mouth. I'm like, that's kind of terrifying.
I mean, if you call that number from Murph's, you too can find half of a
full-grown man in someone's mouth.
Ooh, that was pretty rough.
Oh, God, Marcus.
I'm thinking nasty thoughts.
Oh, my.
Hey, there's a closet right behind you. Let's,
there we go. Then we can come out of the closet later on.
Yeah, coming is going to happen.
God. Well, I think it's a good idea to have Steve on. So, speaking of Disney, though, today I went to my little cousin's birthday party.
Okay.
And it's her sixth birthday. She's turning six, and her family's pretty well off. So, like, they have a pool, a bigger house, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Pool up, and they also had one of those, like, big inflatable, like, jump-around things.
Yeah, bounce houses. Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's all Disney-themed. And, like, that's kind of the party. Like, you know, little six-year-old girl loved Disney princesses, loved Frozen, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they had one of those.
Same with college girls.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
I like princesses.
But
you marry into it.
And you want them to eat, right?
I walk around back where they all are to the pool. They're all in the pool, all of her and her little classmates and everything.
Are we still talking about princesses?
Actually, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Because what was going on, and I don't know which one this is. Is this Snow White, or I don't know, whichever Disney princess is named Aurora?
Oh,
Or is that Sleeping Beauty?
I don't even know. Is that Brave?
No, it's one of the old ones. I don't know which one it is. I should yell it out over to Alex, she'd probably know. But anyway, there was actually this poor girl who was, like, hired there to be the Disney princess Aurora, who is walking around in today's heat. Like,
yeah.
Out in the sun in a full-blown dress, wig and everything. And I'm just like, that poor woman has got to be melting alive.
What did you say to her?
I barely said much to her. She's interacting with all the kids. But she was doing good, though. Like, I'm just like, if it was me, I'd probably be like, get away from me, you little mother effers. I'm too hot for this.
Daddy, Olaf's mean.
Get me my flask.
Exactly. That dude, like, I'm just like, how are you not dying in that? But she was rocking it.
I don't know. I mean,
she's being paid to not die.
Isn't that kind of like work?
Okay,
cage fighter or something.
Princess Aurora is the fictional character who appears in Walt Disney's 16th animated feature film Sleeping Beauty.
Okay,
I couldn't remember. I'm like, I know it's one of them. But.
So, Sleeping Beauty. That's the one where she appears conscious on screen for less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she essentially gets fondled by everybody.
Yep. But she was rocking this whole getup.
Holy crap.
Like, out in this heat, like, in the direct sun. The for, obviously, audio. For everyone listening at home, it's, like, the pink costume, like, pink dress, like, full-blown dress, too. It's not, like... It was in pieces. I'm just like, yeah. Oh my God. Like
big ass ballroom dress, tons of taffeta and all that good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, could you imagine if we went to like a convention, like a Comic-Con
or something like that,
all of us, but there were Disney princesses around? Do you know how many people would lose their mind because it would be open season? Like, that's...
What is open... We have Elmer Fudd guns, or open season for what?
No, I think...
Duck season. Rabbit season.
Duck season. I mean, like, everybody would be on the hunt.
Ooh, yeah, I'm imagining it right now.
That's like an inside joke between Libby and I. Like, I forget what we were talking about, but I meant to say next season, and I said open season. She's like, open season? Are you hunting now? So from then on out, it's just been her and I. Well, it's like we refer to the new semester as open season.
Well,
it's not false.
And now that's not just an inside joke. Now everybody
shoot him
knows.
Down.
Yeah. Hashtag open season.
Open season. And it's also a movie with there's a deer and there's a bear, and they're voiced by Ashton Kutcher and Martin Lawrence.
What?
Yeah, that's an old movie.
So. I feel like I'm never going to watch that one. That sounds atrocious.
Oh my god. There's this movie coming out where it's supposed to be from the perspective of food.
Oh god, yeah.
You
like,
saw that?
They make it look like a Pixar kind of thing. Like, yeah. The food's alive! Yay, happy times!
And then you see the one lady eat the baby carrots, and they're like in her mouth getting crushed to death, and the food's like, ah!
Because they all think like when they get bought from the grocery store, it's going to be like this great heavenly experience. Like, great things are about to happen. They're like, oh my god, they're just killing them!
I think I saw the trailer for that when it came out.
It's funny. I don't remember what it's called. I think Seth Rogen's in it.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. No, Seth Rogen and James Franco, of course.
Of course.
And
those two.
A bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like... That reminds me of when you go to the bar and you're still green and just crazy shit happens. You're just like, the bar is so fun. Da-da-da-da bar. And something happens. You're just like, it's not supposed to be like this!
Oh, God.
All right. So, forever ago, I was probably, like, maybe 21, 22, like, fresh-faced, and I'm just sitting there. It was myself, my friend Sheldon.
It's the best time ever. Life is great.
Like, I was kind of, like, still on my shell, kind of quiet, so I'm just sitting there. And it was my friend Megan, our friend Chris, Sheldon and I, and... out of nowhere, like, we're across the bar, and these two women, they were older women, they approach him, they approach me.
Wait, what does older mean? Are we talking
older?
Gray hair? Are we talking 40s? Are we talking 30s?
They were probably, like, 40s, okay. Pushing mid-40s.
That sounds pretty good to me.
You know, got that experience.
Yeah, whatever, man. Strap in, slap some Geritol on, and get it rolling. I mean, I'm not above it now, but then I was just kind of like, uh-huh. But that's the thing, like, they came to our friends first. They came to the two girls, and were like, they asked them specifically, like, are these your boyfriends? And they were just like, oh my god, no, but these are, like, our really good friends. You should go talk to them. And then, so they came to us. They came to us individually, and I'm just kind of sitting there, just like, so, like, hey, like, how are you? Like, how's your night? Like, we just want to go out and meet people. And he did it to my other, like, you know, with my friend across the bar. And it was one of those moments where he looked at me and I looked at him and we just kind of, like, silent huddled and we're just like, no, they're not taking us home.
Abort! Abort!
But we both looked like fucking deer in headlights and we're just like, it was just like, yo, huh? No, not going down.
Oh, God.
But it was just... it was kind of like they were like almost like a sales pitch. It's like, yeah, we just want to meet people and we'll hang out and this and that. But they specifically asked our friends if we were dating. So it was kind of like...
was it crowded or was it just you?
It was kind of empty.
So it wasn't really targeting you.
They're just going for the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I probably would have said yes.
You only live once, YOLO.
I mean, you live until somebody drugs you
and you lose a kidney, but
and just like stab you repeatedly.
Vital organs, what are those?
American
yeah,
Psycho.
Pull, like a Sharon Stone on you or something like that. Oh, nobody needs that basic instinct garbage.
It's because you didn't listen to your basic instincts that this happened. Don't trust strangers.
Get the fuck out, man. I don't know. I don't. I'm pretty sure everybody has had those, but there's a couple times at Murph's where you're just, like, sitting there and somebody's trying to, finesse you, and you're like...
can we tell how many of these?
My favorite one of these.
Marathon episode.
Oh, dude, with Steve and me, we have so much of this stuff. It's hilarious.
I mean, there's a lot, but I only want to tell one. My favorite one is a couple of blondes. I was at... also empty, nearly empty. Nick was there, maybe a couple other people, but it was just Nick and I. And then there were some other tables full of people that we knew, but we weren't sitting together. I went up to the bar to get some drinks, and there was these two blondes there, and they started talking to me, and I was fine and open and discussing, you know, whatever. And then I go back and sit down. So I had mentioned while I was at the bar that my name was Gary. because this is what I do.
He has this whole
Yeah, I have a whole backstory. My name is Gary. I'm from, I work in Corpus Christi, Texas. I do scuba dive instruction. It's excellent. And then the reason that I'm back in New York is because my family lives here and I'm back to visit my family, and that's why I'm there for the weekend. So, it's not a super deep backstory, but it's good enough usually.
He has a couple like bits and pieces to it that like anyone actually asks him or gives like asks for like kind of a little specifics, he can give just a couple pieces that's like, okay, I kind of believe him, you know, like
just enough,
like not because you know with a lie like that, it goes, if you give too many details, it gives you away, but if you don't have any details at all, then that also gives you away. So you just want to have just the right amount. And he does.
So I'm up at this bar, and I introduce myself as Gary to these two girls. Just because... I don't know why, I just did. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Hey man, we all have those nights.
So I come back, probably with a pitcher or something like that, and both of them come by and are standing next to the table that we're sitting at. So they start having a discussion. They're like, we don't believe that you're really Gary. They saw right through it. And I said, no, I'm Gary. And I said, this is my friend, ask him. And he says, yeah, he's Gary. He's staying with me because he's visiting family. And I didn't even like
it. I play right into
it. He totally played into it because we've done the story before. So he knows all of the hot topics that are hit. So it corroborates my story. And they keep talking to me, and they keep talking to, well, both of us, really. And they're pretty annoying, to be honest. But eventually, I turned the tables, and I said, no, my name's Steve. Yeah, you're right, my name's Steve. And they said, I don't believe you. So I showed them my ID, and obviously it says Steve on it. And he says, and they say, yeah, this is a fake. And I said, this is how I got to the bar. I hope that it's not a fake. But, so then I see Noelle behind Nick, where Nick is sitting across from me. And I said, hey, Noelle, you know me. What's my name? And she turns around and she says, Gary.
Oh, fucking Noelle.
Because she has heard this entire conversation and just blasted at the end.
I think one of my favorite ones, similar kind of thing, except... I had been in the back with everyone, and Steve, it was a busy night this time, and Steve was out with us. He disappeared, and so I was walking to the front bar to get a drink, and I see Steve just chilling in this booth, talking to these three girls by himself. And I'm just like...
Why don't I remember this?
You're probably hammered, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I grab a beer, and I go over, and I don't know why I decided to do this, but I sat down, and for whatever reason, I just go... Hey, Gary, what's up? And these three girls like, oh my god, his name actually is Gary? And I'm like, I almost lost it right there, because I was like, oh my god, I just played right into it. And I'm like, yeah, this is my friend Gary. I said he's a scuba diver down in Texas. And they go, well, how do you know him then? And I go, well, it turns out that he's actually from around here, but I met him when I was down scuba diving, and we hit it off really well. We became friends. And Steve was dying laughing, but we just played this back and forth, because like, they're like, oh my god, I guess his name really is, we didn't believe him, and it was great until somebody they knew were walking by that I guess Steve had talked to the weekend before,
yeah,
and had pissed off, and they're just like, hi, Steve, and they're like, Steve, and he's just like,
oh. I should have kept undercover forever.
Yeah, that was
funny. Die
with
a lie.
I think just Steve saying about the fake makes me think of this one time. Maybe it wasn't that long ago. Maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. I think I was 24 at the time. And I got to the bar before everyone else, pretty much. And I went in, and I was just chilling at the bar, had a beer. I'm waiting for other people to come. This girl sits down next to me, and we start chatting and whatnot, and we talk for like 3 or 4 minutes, just like, yeah, like, chilling here, waiting for friends, blah, 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 blah. Then at one point, she just kind of looks at me, like, leans in, and she goes, how'd you get in here? And I go, what do you mean? She goes, how did you get in here? And I go, with my license, I handed it to him, and she goes,
but you're not 21. Like, you must have a really good fake because they scanned them here. And I go, no, I'm past 21. I said, I'm probably older than you are. And she goes, no way. No, you don't look like you're older than 17. And I'm just like, I promise you, I will pull out my license and show you. I am 24. And she goes, no, you're not. I'm 22. And no, you are not 24. Pull out my license. And her and I go back and forth for a while. And then a couple of her friends show up. She walked away still not believing me. She's like, that's a really good fake. I wish you'd tell me where you got that fake. And I'm just like, it's not a fake. It's my real license, I swear.
Same. It's happened to me before, too. Where it's just like, they're like, what? And I showed them my license. And someone was just like, maybe he has a really good fake. I'm just like, why the fuck would I just carry around a fake like this?
We got those baby faces.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, the beard helps with me. I at least now get like 21 or 22. But without the beard, people are like 17, 18. My first day of working at the school, or not my first day, but within my first month of working at the school, a girl tried to ask me out to prom.
Oh, man. You said yes, right?
Of course not!
You're fucking up here, man. That's like, there was a story about, I think it was this lady, she was like in her mid-30s, but looking young as fuck, went back to high school.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a few of those guys do that.
Yeah, went back to high school.
A guy named Rick Rosner did the same thing, went to high school 3 times.
He probably fucked shit up. So, like, can we be, like, 24 Jump Street and just go back and, like...
Well, you gotta think about it. It's like, that first time through high school, you're getting the hang of it, you have this awkward, like, weird, like, oh, no, I'm in high school, hormonal, what am I doing? And then that second time, he's just like, all right, this is cool. Like, I'm back, I'm tricking people, they're believing it. Let's see where I can go. Third time, he's like, I got this one in the bag, just watch me work.
Third time, he's just going to, like, everybody's prom. He's, like, IDing people before he makes out with them and shit. He's just like, you're 19, sweet.
All right. Yeah. Game on.
They finally been banging some 37-year-old.
Oh, man.
God.
Goals, dare I say?
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's a checklist, that's a checklist. That's,
you know, bucket list right there.
Yeah.
Just we're going to make our own really crappy comedies.
20 years older. Check.
That's the name of it right there. 20 years older.
I'm down. Let's do it. We can just play ourselves. We could probably
I'm 28. I'm not going to find an 8-year-old.
I was not saying from that. I'm saying in like 10 years, 15 years. My God,
I was just going like 10 years older. Legal reasons.
Legal reasons.
There's this place called Jail I'm trying not to go to.
It's a good thing to avoid.
Wait, is that an island? Is it tropical?
It's an island of some. It's like misfit dreams and broken toys or some shit.
Communal rape, too.
Even more communally. It's fucking terrible.
I don't think I want to visit this island. My traveling agent tricked me. I do not want to go here.
No. Alright, so continuing on with random Murph stories. There's one night I went to a wedding. I think this was like right around last year.
At Murph's?
Oh, yeah, totally. People get married at Murph's all the time. If people got married at Murph's, like 2 weeks later, there'd be another divorce party. It'd be like, shit, dude, they have a keg. And like, I know somebody. We can go to the divorce party at Murph's. Let's do it. We get VIP entrance, drinks are half off until midnight, and, you know, it's a bunch of single people, so let's see what the fuck's going on.
Oh, God.
But, so I had just gone to a wedding.
That's
so
a good point. Where are the divorce parties? Do they advertise them in the paper?
No, but we can start helping. We could be, like, divorce party organizers.
Ooh, yes.
Here we go, folks. Here we go. Hashtag trophy husbands. Trophy husbands. Hashtag divorce parties.
I'd be down. Do you know how many, like, spinsters and cougars would be floating around?
Jaded from all their previous...
Hey! Jaded! Here's some young men to throw you a party, because you're newly single! Jaded!
Man, Marcus came in a sing-songy mood today.
Goddamn right. But no, dude, I'm totally dressed to the nine. Like, I got my nice pair of slacks on, got my dress shoes. Got a nice button up on, I got suspenders, I got my my nice hat to match, and I got like the tie and everything. This girl that I know, she's like, oh my God, like, I love your hat, can I wear it? And I was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I let her wear it.
And somebody then, actually asked for your hat as opposed to just taking it.
I know, and I have a whole other story about that as well. I'm like, yeah, and then, so she ends up disappearing that night. I go back to my friend's place. I'm like, fuck, I'm never gonna see my hat again. Damn it. I knew who she was, but it was like one of those
things.
Like,
right.
It's gone. But that whole semester, I'd see her out, smash. It'd be like 1:30 in the morning, fucked up, off of her rocker. Like, she couldn't tell you what 2 + 2 is.
Oh,
and
man.
Couldn't point to the sky if you gave her a cheat sheet. Like, she was fucked up. But she always seen me be like, hey, I have your hat. And it was,
she always remembered that she had your
hat. She always remembered that she had my hat and be like 1:30 in the morning and she's toasted. And she'd be like, you should come get your hat. It's at my house. I'm just like, nope.
Trap. Not. Trap.
Yep. Fucking
it's
trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Fucking trap car. I took that L. I never got that hat back. It's not that she was like bad looking. She wasn't bad looking at all. But it was always like 1:30 in the morning. Fucked up beyond belief. Hey, I have your hat. You should come get your hat back.
I would have probably gotten the hat back.
I knew you would. You would have gotten the hat back and stolen one of her pillows to go with it or some shit.
Oh, God.
Maybe she has a friend.
But you know, though, the funny thing is that because of the type of person that Steve is and with how he interacts and how he always dresses and puts himself forth, Steve comes into the bar 9 out of 10 times pretty well dressed up, like in a suit or of some kind of thing, and everyone always just like, oh, why are you still dressed up? Why are you in this colors bar dressed up like this? And blah, 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 blah. And it's because of that that Steve's gotten the moniker in our group of friends for people who don't know him as well as just Fancy Steve.
Yes. That's, it's okay. I've kind of taken to wearing sunglasses all the time now.
Is that the new thing?
That's
now?
My new thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody's going to be like, so, are you high? So it's like, no, I get my pupils dilated every
well,
day.
Well, I mean, I've gotten a few questions, and I've given out a few answers, but my favorite, the one that I think that I'm going to stick with for quite a while,
the
is that
my
future is so bright that I need to protect myself.
Or you could say your teeth are so yellow that I need to protect myself.
Oh, jeez.
I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can, so I can.
Oh my gosh. So there was a song that took that chorus and made it, like, they call it Stunner Glasses because that'd be a big thing, like, in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to play that, and it'd be, like, my friend Adam. But my friend Adam had one of those huge living vans.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, like, decked it out just for fun. Like, he put subs in it, and he put a light system in it, so it was, like, under the seat. So you press it, and it had, like, the LED strips. So they would, like, chase around and, like,
oh,
flash
man.
And blink and shit. And he had an original Xbox and a mini TV. And he called it the Hummer H6.
Oh, my God.
So we would do laps on the circuit. And the one time, it was the quintessential, like, you kids and your music moment. It was so fucking awesome.
You dang kids.
Because you know how the living vans have, like, a big space right in the middle. So he's driving. Our friend Kenny is riding shotgun. And he went and downloaded from the show Wildin' Out when they did the London Bridge remix with Little John. So he has that play. Yeah, it's like, London Bridge, what? And, like, it's playing in the van and all the windows are down. And as soon as he play, like, I'm sitting in the back seat and he had the other seat taken out. So it's like a fucking lounge area in the back seat. So as soon as he plays that, I run up and jump in the middle of the center console. And we're, like, dancing, like, rocking the van. And these old people are literally had the old crank windows and give us the meanest fucking stink eye and crank their windows up. Like, it's broad daylight, too. It wasn't like it was late or anything. It was fucking hilarious. Just like, you kids, fucking music.
Kids and your loud music and the rap and... Oh, that's
and your
great.
Socks that you don't wear to your fucking waist.
Socks you don't wear to your waist. But all right, we're a little bit over an hour here. Let's wrap this one up and call it an episode, guys.
Sounds good.
Marcus, right. you take it out like you always do. All
right, take it out for a nice steak dinner. Never call it back.
I mean, at least you took it out for a steak dinner. It's not like you're like, hey, let's go to Mickey D's real quick.
Yeah, this is you know, nice.
You never know. Maybe you roofied them. You
know, not everybody's you.
I just have to get rid of my supply.
I was like somebody the one time that's like, if you take a little bit of roofie and you get like high, and I'm just like, you're gonna kill brain cells. Get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
But it could be like a nice $3 Jackie B steak, and it'll smell like an ashtray.
That's it.
Yeah, you can find me on, let's see, Snapchat is SirMav, that's SirMav, and then Instagram and Twitter is QUEZMAV, and yeah, that's it, and just like, stuff and things.
All right, I'm Nick, you can find me on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, all underneath NLENZ42, that's NLENZ42. Don't forget to hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at The True Trophies. We're also on YouTube now with The Trophy Husband's. Right now, it's just podcast episodes, but I'm sure there's going to be some videos of shenanigans going up sooner than later. Also, we should be available on Twitch or Stitcher now, so that will be newly available for anyone who is using that or using a third-party podcast who prefer to use Stitcher. We should be on there now. And that's about it. Steve, do you want to pimp your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is Steve's_playlist. You can also find me at www.stevesplaylist.com. I think I have my credentials and email address on there, so hit me up whenever you want.
Apparently, what Steve does, just give a little FYI here, is every weekday morning, come around 6:30 or so, Steve posts up his day of the song, and I have to say, they're never the same. They're never the same, like, genre of music. I mean, it's always something new and different, basically. And in the morning, sometimes, like, I'll be waking up, not now because I'm doing 4:10, so I have to be in at work at 6 now, but, normal work schedule time, I like roll out of bed because I get up right around 6:30. I'm just like, go to Twitter, check the feed. I'm like, oh, Steve's playlist, hit, and like that's what I normally get up and get myself going to, just rocking
exactly
out the Steve
what
song.
I do.
And a lot of it is,
I posted so far in advance that I don't know what they are.
Just like wake up and just like, wow, man, industrial death metal polka.
like that would be something I'd expect to hear on it too. And the thing is like, it would be funny because it would be like a Thursday or Friday or something. I'll see Steve later on that night. And I'm like, oh, dude, I really liked the song this morning. He's like, what was that again? I have no idea which one posted.
I think it was, Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
I kind of like that one.
I'm like a bird.
Hey, man, her fucking, her Loose album that she did with Timbaland was fucking immaculate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Still such a comparison, though, from the I'm Like a Bird album to that one. Like, when I was explaining to someone, like, no, that's the same artist, they're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
I go, no, it's the same one.
Yep.
But, all right then, guys. Special thanks to Steve for filling in. Hopefully, with any luck, we'll have the rest of the crew back next week. You guys have a good week. Look for new episodes out on Trophy Tuesdays.
Yeah. Don't get eaten by gators.